Craig and Julia with you. It's Wisconsin's Afternoon News on a Monday. John will be back sometime next week. And hopefully the Bucks are still playing at this point. They are back after losing back-to-back games against the Pacers. But another home game is on the horizon. Chance to steady the ship here on Tuesday night. It's a late start, 8:30, the tip time at Fiserv Forum. Our coverage will get underway at 8 o'clock. And big doings anytime the Bucks are in playoff mode at Fiserv Forum. For more, we welcome in Dustin Godsey, Bucks Chief of Sales and Chief Marketing Officer. Hello, Dustin.
Craig, how are you?
You're doing well. Time to rally the troops, right? Fiserv turned out, no doubt, on games one and two. Game one, of course, a win. And your time to prepare now for game five. So what can fans expect who are heading down to Fiserv tomorrow?
Yeah, I think it has been, you know, incredible. Both buildings, the playoff atmospheres have been amazing. You know, the first two games here at Fiserv Forum, it was, you know, as loud and as crazy as we've seen throughout these, you know, 5 years in the building of playoff crowds. It was really raucous. So we're expecting, you know, this is the time the team hasn't given up and isn't going to back down as we saw, you know, in these last two games in Indiana. And, you know, we expect to see fans are going to be in that same spirit, like you mentioned, with a late start and some time to come down to Deer District beforehand, grab some dinner, get excited and come in and hopefully push this series to a sixth game in Indiana.
Yes, please. This is win or go home or stay home, huh? So let's take a look at this. Some tickets are still available for Game 5, I hear.
Yeah, we have tickets still available. We will expect this game to sell out like the first two did and as we have throughout the regular season. But still an opportunity for fans if they want to go to Bucks.com or through the Bucks mobile app. Be able to find some tickets to pick up and still be a part of that crowd tomorrow night.
And I hear there's a little gift that everybody's going to have on their chairs when they come in.
Yeah. So, yep. Everybody coming in will have, Damian Lillard really talked about seeing everybody with their rally towels swinging and everything as he came out to the court. So we'll be back out with rally towels for all the fans on their seats. This one is actually really cool in that it's provided by our sustainability partner at Johnson Controls, who, you know, helped us source these completely 100% recycled from plastic bottle rally towels. So not only is it great for fans to be able to be out there and get the playoff atmosphere going, but sustainable and ecological as well.
All right, so I take umbrage with Tyrese Halliburton, the Oshkosh native, saying, well, wasn't that loud at Fiserv Forum, right? You have a major role in kind of the mood of the arena, Dustin. I would take offense to that. I would also disagree with that wholeheartedly. Man, the arena was rocking.
Yes.
It was rocking, and I will disagree with what he was saying. But look, I think Tyrese knew that he was getting ready to go back to Indiana, and he was trying to rally his crowd up to get out there and show it. You can pick at the words he said, but I think it was in the spirit of trying to get his fans ready to match or you know, be up there with what we had. But it was absolutely incredible atmosphere. In both the games here in game one and game two. And we look forward to fans kind of meeting that challenge and coming out and making game five even louder.
Well, and tomorrow's a perfect day too. If I'm looking at the forecast here, 67, brilliant sun.
Oh, right.
With a later game, like, why not just get off work, go hang out, even if you can't get into the arena? Just hang out in the Deer District, right? We know what kind of energy that whole area brings. And that's part of your challenge too, right? You're entertaining the masses. Anybody coming into that area, you want to have a little something for.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's been a great atmosphere. We've had incredible weather here so far for all of these home games. And, you know, again, tomorrow looks great. And to your point, no point in even, you know, heading back home after work. Just come down and be a part of the atmosphere that's going on. And if you don't have a ticket to the game, there's plenty of screens from the Beer Garden to Mecca to all the other bars and restaurants in the district.
And Dustin, how does the back office feel? Are there a lot of nerves right now going into tomorrow?
Playoffs is always a roller coaster. We've gone from, I think I saw somebody say, you know, in the playoffs this time of year, you win a game, you feel like you can't be beaten, you lose a game and you feel like you're never going to win again. So it's just that time of year for us. So, but we're optimistic and you know, at this point we know we have to win tomorrow and then we see what goes from there.
So Dustin, how do you prepare for the potential of a game seven? right? I mean, if they win tomorrow, the idea that a Game 7 could be in Milwaukee later this week is certainly on the table. How do you do that? Because your turnaround time would be pretty quick if the Bucks were also to win Game 6.
Yeah, no, it's this, especially as we get into the end of the first round and into later rounds, you start really playing kind of every other day and going through. So we'll be prepared for a Game 7 on Saturday. So, yeah, it'll be, if we win tomorrow night, win Thursday, it'd be right back here Saturday. And we've got our rally towel designs all ready. We've got everything kind of in the works, and it's just getting ready to hit print and push send on everything when we know it's time to go.
Looking forward to it. Dustin Godsey, the Bucks chief marketing officer. See you tomorrow, Dustin. Thanks so much for your time.